All right, so wait, let's talk about Def Jam for a second, because recently Nas wrote a letter to the staff at Def Jam and L.A. Reid, and then Shine spoke on it. He said he doesn't want to be on the label anymore. They said L.A. Reid doesn't like hip-hop. It's not a secret, nothing against him. He's just not into it. He doesn't care, and they need somebody else to come and take over. Well, how's your experience?
Well, my experience is with L.A. Reid. I've had tons of meetings with him recently, and even in my meetings, he said, I'm a guy that's in the hits, man, pop. You know, he says that. He's straight up like, I'm in the hits, man. I'm into that money. I'm into these fucking hit songs. So, no, I don't think L.A. Reid understands hip-hop in the same way Nas understands it, or Shine, or whoever, or Kanye. Yeah, he understands that motherfucking money, man. He understands what a hit is. So, you know, you got to respect him on that. He's responsible for a lot of big acts. But honestly, Def Jam does make a lot of mistakes. You know, I'm signed to Def Jam, and I appreciate everything they've done for me. I'm happy to be on Def Jam.
I'm not going to diss them because I still got to put my first record out.
I'm still putting my album out, and they do a lot for me. But as any other label does too, man, some labels fuck up a lot.
But it has to be disheartening when the head of the label, the president, is not like, okay, we care about you just making great music, and then we're going to work it. Because
they don't care about great music. They care about hit records.
I mean,
that's for show. They're not.
But if your music is great, can't they make it into a hit record?
That's what
I think.
That's see, that's the challenge. I guess that's where Nas and everybody is like, man, fuck this shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like they're not appreciating hip hop legends who are bringing music to the table that is incredible. And that Jam don't think they hits. They don't think they could work.
Maybe they're not hits anymore because music has fucking changed so much, and like what the kids want now isn't
look
like
my,
and that is
no
another
hands,
thing. That is
my,
another thing
no
too.
Hands.
But like I'm a big Ghostface fan, right? And he's on Def Jam.
Yeah.
And
I am too.
There was a whole lot of songs that I liked on his last album, The Wizard of Poetry. Like I liked it. And I was they didn't do shit.
They didn't do shit. They don't do shit for a lot of shit.
Right, they don't.
Not even just rap, though. The Jeremiah album just came out. Homie Jeremiah, shout out to my homie. That shit is really good, too.
And I think they put that out a little prematurely.
I think they put that out real prematurely. I don't think they did the right promotion. But, man, the thing is, I realize with labels, man, is a lot of times they don't have a fucking plan sometimes. They don't know what the fuck to do. They're just like, man, let's just put it out. Like
really,
the people who have great marketing plans, they really come with their plans by themselves.
Right.
Like when I see Kanye, I go up in there with Kanye. Kanye has his shit laid out. Motherfucking Rihanna has her shit laid out.
But they also have teams of people.
Teams of
that
people
have
away
to do with
away
the label.
From Def Jam, exactly.
Right.
So honestly, Def Jam fucks up a lot. Yes, I'm not even gonna sit up here and say they don't. They fuck up a lot.
What can you do?
Put Basically, Pink on his track.
But what are we going to do, though?
I mean, they're putting the money in, right? Because I have the same, like, I have a clothing line, and I have...
What's the clothing line?
Married to the Mob.
Are you going to give me some samples?
Totally. I have some with me, actually.
Awesome.
But, like, you know, I have investors. Yeah. I have investors.
Most importantly.
They're putting the money in, you know? So sometimes they don't really care if I'm making the clothing that I like.
Exactly.
They want the hit clothing
that's
going to sell.
Just knock off some baby fat, girl, and keep
sell.
It pushing.
but Def Jam, they... You know, they're responsible for a lot of great things, so you can't hate on them. You see Bieber, Fever, you see fucking Rihanna, you see Kanye,
well,
you see all these
I don't know
guys.
If Def, bring
yeah, I don't
Bieber
know if Def Jam's responsible for Bieber doing what, you know Bieber's what I mean? It kind of feels like you got to do it yourself.
You do, and that's what I've learned.
To make them
the hard
attention.
Way through Def Jam.
The hard way.
You know, Def Jam has, you know, you get on Def Jam and you think, yeah, you know, they're going to take care of this.
Because
you know,
they have
you bring
such
your
a
single
name.
In, and it's like, I brought singles to Def Jam and they ain't did shit with it before.
Right. That's why Kanye was so proud of you probably, right? For going ahead
yeah
and
so they do need improvement on that. I'll say that, but I'm not gonna go too hard on them because I got a lot of people at the label I do fuck with. Shout out to LA and Karen and Matt and
Sean Pecos
and you know all my Def Jam niggas, you know what I'm saying? So